There was a dear friend and neighbor of mine who owned a substantial farm, and every year about this time, calving season would begin. And he had a whole herd of cows that was expecting to give birth to baby cows. But inevitably, this would be the time that the coyotes would be so starved from the winter that they would start showing up on the edge of the property, on the edge of the fences, and even be courageous enough to try to steal into the barn in order to steal off with one of the baby cows. So in his effort to keep the coyotes away and to drive them off, he got one of these enormous security lights that he hung over the door, the one entrance into the barn. And it was so bright, and the coyotes hated the light, that they were so scared and so cowardly, they never came into the barn in order to steal off one of the calves as a meal. But there was a downside to driving off the coyotes, in that in the summertime, he attracted a cacophony of insects. By having this enormous light over his barn, all the moths in the world, in the county, were drawn and attracted to it. And if he wanted to go out into the barn in the summertime, he was constantly doing... because they were just dive-bombing him. The mosquitoes and the moths and these big, enormous things that love to fly around the light constantly, day and night, day and night. No coyotes, but plenty of insects. Well, just as he lifted up a light on his barn, and some things were pushed away, and some things were drawn into, so too has God lifted up his only Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. He might have lifted him up on the cross that all might look to him and whoever believes on him might come to inherit eternal life, but there is always this same reaction when God put his light upon the lampstand. Some people are pushed away by the light, like the coyotes were. And some are like the insects that are drawn irresistibly toward the light, that want to stay in the light. The reaction is always the same when the light begins to shine in the darkness. Those that hate the light move away from it, and those who love the light are drawn irresistibly closer and closer to it. And that is the exact thing that happens to Jesus every time his light shines into the dark places. Some come closer, drawn and attracted to him, unable to find themselves wanting to be anywhere else. And then there are those who are pushed further and further away, lest their deeds be exposed if they were to come into the light. Well, much the same happens in our world today. God's light in the face of Jesus is shining in the dark places of the world. And we are told that he didn't come to condemn the world, but to save the world through lifting Jesus up, that whoever so believeth on him might get eternal life. It was love that sent Jesus, not to punish and to condemn. And yet, when God puts Jesus, the light shining in the dark places, it is we who condemn ourselves. Because there are times when we come near to Christ and we condemn ourselves when we move away, lest God should find out what we've done, lest we should confess the sins we have committed. And so rather than bring them into the light that they might be purged and cleansed, we put them in the dark spaces of our lives, not moving toward the light, but moving away. It is not we who are condemned by God. It is we who condemn ourselves because we are foolish enough to walk away from God's light. We are so ashamed of the sins that we have done that we are unwilling to bring them to Christ, to confess them, to admit them, to take responsibility for them. And we hide them, as the cliche says, as skeletons in the proverbial closet. And yet, what are we doing but not moving towards Christ, but moving away from Christ, lest Christ should find out? And who knows what he's going to do if he finds out the things that we have done. So perhaps the whole point of this scripture passage is to remind us that there is no sins that we could confess that would make Jesus love us less. Perhaps we need to be reminded that it was love that sent Jesus to us, not vengeance. That the whole purpose for Jesus in the first place was the love and the grace of our Creator who sent him to us at great personal cost to lift him on a tree, to save and to redeem. And if we are already loved and held and cherished and valued and counted as worthy, what could we possibly admit to that would screw it all up? What sin could be committed that his heart and his sacrifice couldn't forgive? Is there any evil in this world that his goodness could not overcome? Is there any transgression committed that the blood couldn't wash away? Is there anything we could imagine or have done in human history that God could not undo in Jesus Christ? So then why do we hide? Why do we keep a portion of our lives in the closet hidden from the light of Christ? When God puts him on the lampstand, we seek the shadows in the corner so that God will never have to find out what I did, what I am doing, and what I might do tomorrow. And in doing so, we condemn ourselves because we don't move towards Jesus. When we hide, we move away from Jesus. But my friends, there is hope for us all, and that is the fact that Jesus might be the light of God, but Jesus is also the perfect you. Jesus never left the light. As a human being, he always dwelt and walked in it. When God shined his light, Jesus moved towards it, doing what must be done, never leaving it, never sinning, never failing. There was never a time Jesus was in the darkness, and he did it for us, because we would never do it for ourselves. So I ask you, who better to help you than him? Who better to help you move into the light than the one who himself is both light and the one the light shines on? Because he is God, he is the light. Because he is a human being, he is the one moving towards the light. And who better to help us move towards God? So, my friends, you're already in it. You're already in it because he's already brought you into it. You are standing in the spotlight of God Almighty. And the reason the spotlight is shining on you is not because God wants to go zap, but because God wants to love. to shed grace, to gather the lost in as a mother hen gathers her chicks. If God seeks to do us this blessing by giving us his own light shining in the face of Jesus Christ, you are already in the light of God. And more so, you are held in the light, as if God put a fence around you in Jesus Christ so that you could never leave again. And do you really think it's going to be a massive shock to God when we dare to bring our sins into the light? Quite honestly, I'm pretty sure he already knows what's in the closet. And yet, he still forgives. So, my friends, it means we are not only in the light, it means it's a forgiving light. It means there's nothing wrong with dragging all of that stuff we would rather hide and keep secret and to bring it out and expose it to the light of Jesus Christ. It means we can confess our sins, and not just the little ones, like sneaking the piece of chocolate cake at 9 o'clock when we're not supposed to, but I'm talking the really, really big sins of betrayal and violence and injustice that we have committed. It means that because we are brought into the light, because we are kept in the light, it means that we can at long last walk in the light. Not to be afraid of our failures or our sins or our transgressions, but we can move ever closer and closer to the light. To admit our sins, to take responsibility for them, to walk in newness of life as if we are walking in the light and coming out of the darkness. But it means, my friends, that if we are in the light, kept in the light, walking in the light, most importantly, it means we need to learn to stay in the light, to not move away because we are ashamed or scared or worried or angry or guilty. But precisely when we feel those things and know those things, we move ever, ever closer to the light. So, my friends, this Lenten season is about facing the God-awful reality that you and I are sinners. And I'm not talking about little sins. I'm talking about really, really big ones. But it means we don't need to be afraid of them, as if God was going to be heavy-handed with us. Because God lifted Jesus up to forgive, not to smite, to give grace, not judgment. God judged Jesus so that you could go free. Now is the time for us to move into the light, to stay in the light, to walk in newness of life and light, because we have been brought into it, because we are kept in it. And we have been made by the hand of God into people of the light. But my friends, it means that you and I, in faith, must ever move closer and closer and closer to the light, instead of moving further and further and further away. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever might look upon him lifted up might have light and life. He didn't come to condemn us, but we condemn ourselves when, like fools, we head further and further into darkness instead of moving closer and closer into light. My friends, you have been called into the light, hedged in the light, given newness of life and light. Let us now become the people God has destined us to be, sons and daughters of God, walking in light instead of darkness. And to God be given the glory and the honor and the praises as he so richly deserves for putting his Son up there to save us. Amen.